Yeah, man. Welcome to another episode of the Be Limitless Today podcast. I am your host, Jarvis Cobb, and we are continuing our series on root work, people. And for those that don't know, root work is a practice of accountability and ownership, starting with creating change within yourself. So everybody that's been watching understands that through this series, I've been going through, and for the last couple of years, any spiritual video I've watched, any sermon I've watched, any motivational video I've watched, if there was a quote, a saying, or something that sparked thought in me, I wrote it down on a sticky note. And I've been calling this my root work. So during this series, I've been going through picking five at random, speaking a little bit about where I might have been in my life when I wrote it down, something I got from it, or some practices I am implementing into my life from it. So let's get started. What promise did God make to the world when he made you? What promise did God make to the world when he made you? So for this one, it made me step back and just realize how unique God has made me and realize that I'm not supposed to do or be anybody else. Because I kind of got stuck in that for a while. I was going after being a speaker and being on stage and trying to motivate the world. Eric Thomas is somebody I look up to in that aspect. And for a while there, I started thinking like, man, I'm not as dynamic as him. I'm not as loud and boisterous, and I'm not as animated and energetic as he is. And it took a long time before God gave me the thought, I don't need another Eric Thomas. That's the thought I got when I was praying about it. Like, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to get to that level? How am I supposed to do what he's doing? And God gave me the thought of, I don't need another Eric Thomas. I got one. I made him, and he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. I made a Jarvis Cobb, and I need Jarvis Cobb to do what Jarvis Cobb is supposed to do. So this brought me back to just not comparing myself and not trying to be a this image that I think I should be and do what I think I should be doing, but more so do the work within myself, learn about me, study myself, analyze what I like, what am I good at, what comes naturally to me, and then do that and be the Jarvis Cobb so then I can give to the world what God promised to the world through me, doing my part, doing my job. So that's what I took from it is God promised the world something specific when he made me. So therefore, I'm supposed to do something that hasn't been necessarily done the same way that I would do it. It's not here yet. I'm supposed to create it. And if I'm supposed to create it, then I can't look at anybody else's life and think I should be doing what they're doing, or I should be like them, or I should have what they have. Nope. Run your own race. Do what you're supposed to do from what God put in you. That's what I got from that. Number two, the way God grows my faith is usually through my disappointment from my expectations. The way God grows my faith is usually through my disappointment from my expectations. This one spoke to me about trying to do something outside of the will of God. And more so, doing something and not praying on it, not allowing God in, just thinking that I know what's best, that I need to make a move, that I need to control it, that things aren't moving quick enough for me. I'm not growing fast enough. I'm not making enough money right away. I'm not getting relationships. So, therefore, I need to do more. And through this, it's those going after those things the way I think I should go after them. It's not going to work anyway, but God lets me do it to where I hit rock bottom, basically, to where I get to certain places and it's not working out. It's not looking on the up and up, and I have nowhere else to turn but to him. So hitting that rock bottom, throwing my hands up, saying, you know, I can't do nothing else. I don't know what to do. It's not working. So now all of my faith is in him. Now he is my source again. Now, instead of acting and then praying, it's praying, asking for direction, and then act upon that prompt that I get. It's going into a situation, not having to know the full outcome of it, but still having faith enough to know I'm taking God in with me. So I'm ready to go do this thing, and whatever happens, happens. But God is going to be with me as I go and do this thing. So it's just having him on the journey. It's just putting my faith in him. It's him allowing me to hit my head on certain walls, bump my head on certain low ceilings, me chasing low hanging fruit and you know, slipping and falling and you know, just not having a smooth go of it for me to realize my source is where I should start first. And then I make moves. Go to God first because that's my source. I don't know how you operate, but for me, I pray on it and then I start to make moves. I'm getting better at that now. Pray on it, make the move, allow God to be my source of faith, allow God to be my courage, allow that to build and guide me as I go towards certain things. So this is just saying, put God first, and then go after the things you want to go after. Number three. Oh yeah, this one's from a Pastor Stephen Furtick sermon, but he said, "Don't let a craving kill you." Sure, you can want joy, you can want acceptance, you can want life, you can want more in life. That's good. But the danger is, where do you go to get those things? What is your source? That's what this was telling me, is watch what you make your source. So if you think that the people in your life, your spouse, your family, your friends, they should treat you a certain way in order for you to be happy, or they should do certain things for you in order for you to have happiness and have joy in your life, that is the craving that's going to kill you. Because one, people are always going to disappoint you. That's just the fact. They're not built to satisfy your cravings and your needs and to give you things that you want. So on from your side, you are going to be disappointed if you put your level of happiness into somebody else or into something else. This is also speaking to addictions. If the only time you get peace is when you take a drug, when you go to a club, when you are finding outlets that are not the healthiest. A lot of people go to food as well. If you keep allowing those outlets to be your outlets and thinking that it's curbing your cravings, those things can eventually kill you. They can kill your life. They can kill the things you're going after. They can take you all the way off track. So this is being mindful of, where do I go to in certain times of stress, in times of sadness, in times of when I'm feeling inadequate or when I'm feeling low? What do I go to? Do I go to video games? Do I go to porn? Do I go to outside sources? Do I go to what? Drugs, alcohol, weed, the hard stuff, you know, what is it? What do you go to? And thankfully, I've never had the addiction bug in me, so that's never been a big thing for me. But I did get to a certain point to where I was looking for outside sources for my happiness. I was looking for outside sources for my joy. Looking at my wife, looking at my family, thinking that they're supposed to be doing things to make me happy and to help me be more joyful in life. took a while for me to get out of that, but I just had to remember that my life is my life. It's my responsibility to take care of my joy and my focus and the things that I want to achieve. That is not anyone else's responsibility. So what about you? If you were to analyze your life, analyze the things that you run to when you're feeling down, when you're feeling sad, when you think your happiness levels or your joy levels are low, when you feel like you are behind the eight ball and you can't quite catch up, do you go to social media and look at everybody else's life? Do you drink? Do you sneak a couple extra drinks in the morning or midday? Are you one that do drugs and it just takes you away from this world for a short amount of time? Analyze those things. Analyze those things, and then next time it comes up, you can try to get ahead of it. You know, if you know you're feeling sad, you're feeling down, find ways that you can pick yourself up. That's what this is telling me, is find ways that you can pick yourself up that are not leading you down a path of more sickness or more health issues or possible death. Of course, God is my source. So prayer and getting connected on my relationship with God has been my main thing of turning that around in my life as far as the joy and happiness, because it gives me it puts me in a place of gratitude. It puts me in a place to remember what I've already been blessed with, what I currently have, where I started to where I am now. I mean, if you allow yourself to really think about the things that you are grateful for, I mean, it could change your mindset and your perspective very quickly. So I encourage you to do that. If you are feeling down, feeling low, there are things in your life that you can be grateful for. And number one is just having breath and just having life, period. Because everybody didn't get a chance to do that this morning. I'm going to just leave that there. Number four, let's go. I like this one. The enemy uses discouragement first. Example, it's never going to happen. It's never going to change. Like, it's never going to be. And if that doesn't work, now he uses a delay to try to get you to believe you were crazy to think God would do that in your life. So with this is also Steve Furtick. I mean, he's just he's been preaching and speaking in a way that I can really understand the principles of stories in the Bible. And I mean, it's just he's been just a blessing that I've been able to find online. But with this, it's first is discouragement, then it's a delay. So the devil, the enemy, whatever you want to call it, your mindset, the thoughts that you don't necessarily ask to come in, but they find their way in. There's a pattern to it. That's a big thing to learn, is your thoughts have a pattern. So this pattern is first is discouragement. First is that's not for me, or that's not going to happen for me. Whenever you're going after some, whenever you want a blissful relationship, whenever you want to get a new position at work, whenever you want to start a business, whenever you want to start a podcast, if you want to start a clothing company, if you want to write a book, if you want to speak on stages, the first thoughts that come in are, ah, man, that might not be my calling, or I don't have the skills for that, or man, I don't think I'm ever get that chance to get that big break. I don't think they're ever going to give me that promotion. I may not be worthy of being in a place of great people and being praised for a skill that I have. Like, all these thoughts come in. So it's just discouragement. It's countering everything that you want to achieve. Those thoughts come in to counter it. But if you are one that's able to get past that, now it's the delay part. Oh, I started too late. Look, this is taking too long now. I should have been past this point at this. I should have been past at this point in my life. I should be way further along. Oh, I've been doing this for 5 years and I'm still not. Oh, I've been doing it for 10 years and I still don't have a big following. I still don't have the stage presence. I still don't have the relationships. I still don't have the promotion. I still don't have the amount of money I'm supposed to be making. So now that delay is making you feel like you're behind. It makes you feel like if God was going to do it, he would have done it already. So obviously he's not. But these are just tactics of the enemy to get you to stop. It's to get you to quit. And with this, I'm super guilty of this. It's the discouragement part is subtle for me because I don't necessarily say negative things about myself, but I also sometimes don't speak the positive side either. I just kind of stay quiet. I'm one of those where I won't say nothing bad, but I might not say anything at all. And I've need to get better at speaking those positive things, saying it out loud, letting it come out of my mouth, into my ears, back to my brain, just to tell my brain what the real deal is going to be. And the delay part, man, I've been doing Be Limitless Today for since 2011. So we coming up on 12 years. So to say that I ain't been on myself about, man, you've been doing this for 12 years and you still ain't, you've been on here for 12 years and you still don't have, oof, that like that one right there, that one hit home for me. So that's the learning part I need to be better at is understanding that God's timing is God's timing. And understanding that everything in my life that's happened is working out the way it's supposed to work out. And I've always thought that too. That's the tricky part is I've always felt like my life has went in a really good progression. Like came out of high school, went away to college. That didn't quite work out well for me because I didn't study much. So came back home and played basketball out of school. So had some fun, live with a couple of my guys from the team, and we had a ball during that time. And right after college, it was, had to live with Sean and live with Fred and live with one of my brothers, and had a ball during that time. Enjoyed those years after college, and then met my wife at 26 years old. Started dating. We dated for 6 months before we really made a commitment to each other. And then from there, we got our first apartment. We got the dog. We built our lives. We bought our first home. We had our first child. I started getting the bigger jobs. I'm making more money now, able to do more for us as a family. And I mean, just I feel like I've been able to enjoy every stage of my life. And to think that God has set my life up like that to where I can enjoy that, but he won't do that in the business part of my life as well, to where maybe these 12 years is what I needed to, was what they say, sharpen your teeth or cut your chops or sharpen your chops in those in that time frame. Maybe these 12 years are the learning years I needed. Maybe these are the time, this was the time I needed to go through some tough stuff. Go through some tough decisions, be able to be consistent, continue to call something as if it is when it's not. Continue to say, Be Limitless Today is my brand. This is what I do. Even continue to say, I'm a motivational speaker, even if I may not have been on the stage in a while, or I may not have, talked in front of a group of people in a while. Continuing to have to build that foundation to where when he does take me to that next level, I understand what it really takes. I understand how to start something that's not there, how to start something from scratch. And if it all falls apart, I really have the tools to do it all again and to grow some patience. And it's not going to happen at your timeline, dude. It's not going to happen when you think it's supposed to, how it's supposed to. You are on this journey. So just be on the journey. And when the next stage come, enjoy that stage, but be present. Be present because everything changes. That's one thing you can always put your hat on is nothing's going to stay the same. You're not going to stay in the same exact place. So if you keep going, things are going to change and you're going to grow. But don't miss out on this present moment just because you're looking into the future all the time. Number five, man. I think I might be a little long-winded on this one, man. I apologize. Or do I? I really don't apologize. It'd be all right. Y'all kicking it with your boy, so it's all good. Number five. Come on. For God to work, you must take it in your hand. You were built to handle it. For God to work, you must take it in your hand. You were built to handle it. This plays off of the story with Moses and the staff. And it's the idea that something that doesn't seem like a big deal. I mean, the staff was made of stick. It was a walking stick in essence. And to most people, that's all it will ever be. But when Moses took it in his hand, he was able to do so much more with it because that's the tool that God decided to use with him. So this was telling me to look in my life, analyze the things that I have available to me, and then take it in my hand, pick it up, take action towards it. And one of them, it was actually these videos. I bought this camera almost a year ago, and it's a quality camera. I got all the tools, all the lighting, the microphones, the computers, and whatever else I need. But I wasn't shooting videos. I wasn't creating any content for a long time. So I had to think about, what can I do? What do I have at my disposal? What has God already blessed me with that I'm overlooking? This is a table that I've built. Be Limitless Today is a table that I've built. So I can come on this table and do whatever I want to do, create whatever I want to create, and I don't have to ask permission to anybody. This is what God has given me. I got this idea sitting in a faith conference in 2011. I was in Bill Winston's church. Jesse Duplantis was preaching. I was sitting on there's three main sections on the bottom row or the bottom floor area. I was sitting on the right section right here. I was about six rows back. Jesse Duplantis said one sentence, and that one sentence just sparked a whole idea in my head, and Be Limitless Today was born from that. So now that I've built this table and created this table and built this brand to where even some of the people I haven't talked to in the longest time, when I do speak to them again, Be Limitless comes up. They call me Mr. Limitless or Be Limitless Today, or they know about the brand. Like the brand is the table is built. The table is built. So take it in your hand, son. Do what you're supposed to do with it. Most people just see all this equipment, all these cords and all these lights and stuff, and they don't have the same vision that you do. And that's because God gave this to me to build, to grow, to develop. And I'm hoping that you can find out what that is for you. What do you already have in your life? What tools have God already given you that you haven't really been using lately? Analyze. I know I've been saying analyze more. I saw something recently that word has been working better for me, is to analyze situations, analyze your life, analyze yourself, find out more about who you are, how you tick, what you know, pitfalls and what downfalls are in your nature. What do you find yourself being pulled to, or what are you gravitated towards? And see if you can figure out ways to stop yourself, figure out ways to handle those situations. So analyze, see what you have, see what you can put in your hands, and then do something, do it, put it in your hands, go towards it, work. And for God to work in you, you have to just take a step. You don't have to do the whole thing. You don't have to have all the idea. You don't have to have all the answers. God just needs you to take a step. So then you're not looking at it as if it's all on you. You're not looking at it as if I got to do it. I got to create it. I got to come up with everything. This, as you take a step, God will start lining things up for you that you couldn't have imagined. You couldn't have done. It couldn't have been in your power. And you have to give the glory to him. Find out what you have, people. Take it in your hand and let God blow that thing up. I hope y'all got some good encouragement from this, man. I hope y'all feel like you can go out and do some things this week. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Subscribe, like, all the good stuff just so you can stay connected with this. I'm gonna definitely be rocking this series out for a while. I'm starting to think of some more ways to, add some more stuff, some more elements to it, but I just feel like this is just a good deep dive, and it can connect with people on a level that they can actually create change within themselves and be inspired to do so. So I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. We always say negative news is freely given. Positive news must be searched for. And if you can't find it, then you create it. So go and create you some positive news this week. I'll catch you guys in the next episode.